Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Is that his answer?
Oh, yeah. That works. Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
That works.
Oh, yeah.
People make mistakes.
People make mistakes at certain times, at certain quizzes. It's fine.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
The Koi Gig Pod on Off the Ball. In association with Cadbury, official snack partner of the Republic of Ireland women's national team.
Katie McCabe, a huge, huge goal.
I'm very proud of the team's performance.
We're going to go out there to beat them. We're going to try and beat them.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Koi Gig Podcast ahead of a new season starting in the Women's Super League. And to get us started, to get the appetite whetted a little bit ahead of the new season, I am joined by the newly, newly re-signed Liverpool player, Leanne Kiernan, to have a bit of a chat. Leanne, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Caitlin. How are you?
It's been an exciting week for you. Nice, shiny new contract heading into the season. What were the conversations like with Liverpool in the lead up to this?
I guess I had known for a wee while now. And it was just kind of, I don't know, I said,
finally, I get to tell the world.
I know, yeah. I was just like, they're like, oh, so when do you want like your photos and that? And I was like, you know what? There's no rush. Leave it till whenever suits right now. I just need to focus on the football. So no, but it's been nice, and I'm really looking forward to the next year.
And so what was that conversation like with Liverpool and Matt Beard and the coaching team when they approached you and said, you know, we're really happy with you in the squad, we want to sign you on for a longer contract?
Yeah, of course, it's what you want to hear, isn't it? When you're happy with a club and that, and they want to keep you, I think it's one of the good days. I suppose I was a bit unlucky when it came to the amount of time I missed with an injury and that. So I guess I signed a new 2-year contract and I played maybe 3 months of that 2 years. So I feel like I'm very grateful to be in the position that I'm able to sign a new one for sure.
Is that something that you worry about when you have the sort of long-term injuries that you have? Because you've talked so much about how you enjoy working with Matt Beard and how Liverpool has become a second home away from home, that, you know, they might turn around and say, actually, we've decided not to go ahead with giving you a new contract.
Yeah, of course. It's hard not to think about that and have it in the back of your mind. But I just noticed a lot, like, to just be, I guess, living in the present, not the future. And just to kind of focus on what I can control. And that'd be like my attitude when it comes to my rehab, when it comes to my training sessions, and when I get my chance to prove that I deserve a new contract, you take it.
Well, I think a lot of Liverpool fans are definitely happy to see that you did get that new contract, considering what you've done for them in the past.
Yeah, for sure. And I know, listen, I feel like I have a lot more to give and a lot more to show, which I'm excited for. I feel like I'm only getting started, really. So that injury just chopped me down when I was just getting started. And I feel like I have a lot more to give, so I'm really looking forward to showing the fans what I'm about.
Well, I think Liverpool and Irish fans will definitely be very happy to hear you say you're only getting started, considering what we've seen from you, more so in an international context, I suppose, over the last while, because it's been the summer break. The last time I chatted to you was down in Cork after that amazing France game, and you were talking a bit about the year you've had and even a bit beyond that, and how into your football you're feeling at the moment after the injuries, missing out in the World Cup. How have you felt in the kind of intervening months and weeks since? You know, are you raring to get back on the pitch?
Yeah, for sure. I guess I'm kind of one of these people that thinks like everything happens for a reason, and I wasn't supposed to go to the World Cup, and maybe it wasn't the right time. And right now, I have a lot of focus on my club right now, and I'm really looking forward to it. I feel like I'm in quite a good place, and I have quite a good team around me. And I'm really content here in Liverpool. I really like the city and everything. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm excited to see what's going to come.
Yeah, Koigig are hoping to go on the road a bit this year and get over to some games. Maybe get to like a nice Liverpool, Everton, Merseyside derby so we can see you Irish face off against each other with you and Niamh. Niamh also getting her new contract, and Courtney and Heather as well. It might be a bit of fun.
Yeah, sure, that'd be class. And a good weekend in Liverpool too to spend, so that'd be fun.
Exactly, you get you guys to show us all the sights. What's it like whenever you get to come up against other Irish players in like that sort of setting? So obviously you play together, people would have played for and against each other in the league here, but it's a little bit different when it's on an international scale and the teams, structures, everything's so different.
Yeah, I guess like me, Courtney and Heather actually live quite close together. Cause Liverpool, as everybody knows, it's not too big, so I feel like we catch up for coffees and that. But when it comes to the game, I feel like you completely forget that you're teammates in national team, and it's like after the game, of course, like you'd speak. And but when it comes to football and that, it's kind of just like game mode is on, and nobody's kind of like your teammate outside of the Reds team. So yeah.
So what does pre-season look like for you in Liverpool?
Pre-season has been, it has been good, but it's been long. I think we're 8 weeks in now, and we still have another 2 weeks to go. It's been very kind of in-house. We stayed in our training ground for the full pre-season, working with our new players, and that we have quite a small squad this season. So it's quite exciting, and we've got a lot of, I think we've done a lot of good things in pre-season, and we've really got a lot of time that we could really work on ourselves and as a group. I feel like the coaching staff had a lot of time too, which is quite nice to have. And yeah, it'd be nice just to get going. I feel like I'm really looking forward to St. Helens. We have a new stadium this year, so I feel like that's kind of a new excitement and one that we can hopefully call home and be happy there.
Yeah, have you had much of an opportunity to get out there and test out the ground and see what it feels like? Obviously, there won't have been any fans, I imagine, in, but just even for yourself to know what you're working with.
Not really, you know. We have our first friendly. It's our last preseason game against Everton, and it's an open house friendly, so lots of people can come to see us play our first game there, and I feel like it's good timing as we play Leicester there at home in our first game the following week. So I feel like it's a perfect game to kind of get the show on the road, I guess.
In terms of what Liverpool are looking for this season, last season, incredibly successful for the team, you know, finishing fourth. There was a really nice gap between yourselves and United points-wise. You know, you were on 41, they were on 35. What's Matt Beard and the team saying to you in this preseason in terms of building on that and maybe going that one step further and challenging those top three teams?
Yeah, I guess we obviously know it's going to be a lot tougher this year. I feel like a lot of people maybe didn't expect us to do as well as we did. That's why I feel like we've really stayed at our training ground and kind of really worked on ourselves to do even better coming into it. I feel like we're aware that we've done really well, but obviously it's getting tougher and tougher every year. Like since I joined this league to now, I feel like the quality has gone up so much. Like every game is a competitive game, no matter who you play. And I guess it's just being versatile in the way we can play and how we react to some, like say if we lose and that, I think it's our reaction and our mentality, I think was a big thing last year and how we reacted in some senses. So I feel like hopefully we'll bring that in this year. And it's going to be exciting because we've got new players. We've got some old players still, which is really nice to have. And I just feel like right now it's a really good place. We had a team activity last night and it was great crack. And I feel like as a team, it's a very close-knit kind of bond. I know it sounds cliche, but it does really help when it comes to playing football that you like your teammates.
I think it's probably one of the more basic things, but definitely helps a lot. And I think anyone in any sort of work context would probably say the same. What did you get up to for the team bonding night?
We went to the Cube.
Ah, that's cool. I didn't realise there was one of those in Liverpool.
There's one in actually Manchester. So we went to the Cube last night and it was actually great crack. And we all went like in pairs against each other. But no, it was really good fun, and I feel like it's quite nice that I know we see each other all the time, but spend time away from the training ground too together, which I feel like will also help in the bonding matter when it comes to new players coming in and that.
What was your challenge that you had to do in the cube?
Like,
were you successful in it as well?
There was one or two I was quite successful in, but there was one I had to put a mask over my face and walk around the circle line. And I can tell you, that's not my forte. That was not a good one at all. I think I got 0 points in that, but no, it was really fun and it was good crack.
I would have thought, Leanne, with all the good coordination you show on the pitch, that you'd be excellent at it, and you know, just generally being able to sense where people are around you, that would have been right up your street.
Yeah, but no, unfortunately not. I can guarantee you that's not one of my strengths.
It's always a new season. We also have the Georgia Games coming up to qualify for the Euros next summer. Tickets are on general sale next Friday. So what date are we on now? Tomorrow's the 13th, so the 20th? Yeah, next Friday the 20th. If anyone is interested in going along to those games, definitely do get your tickets, because I'm sure Leanne will testify to the fact that they need all the support that they can get from the crowd. But how are you feeling going into these qualifiers? We have a very good record against Georgia, but it's just another one that we can't, I suppose, think to ourselves that we have won before we've actually stepped on the pitch.
Yeah, for sure. You know, in international football, it's quite hard to predict what's going to happen in a lot of games. So I feel like we need to like keep the same mentality as if we're playing France and treat it as if a very tough game. You know, when it comes to playoffs, anything can happen. And I think now we're in a really good place as a team. I think it really helped getting them 3 points in their last game there against France. And I guess, yeah, it's really important to get the fans behind us. I feel like we've a big opportunity to go play in Switzerland. And it'll be interesting to see how it goes. My roommate here, Kerry Holland, she plays at Liverpool too. And she plays with Wales, so
That'll be a fun week if it ends up being Wales and Ireland for that playoff spot.
It's a conversation we've been avoiding. So right now it's just focus on Georgia, and I'm looking forward to it. I tend to not really focus too far ahead, though. Just get through week by week and make sure I'm in a really good place physically and probably mentally going into the camp. So yeah, it's a good while away yet. So, but really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I suppose with the injury profile that you've had and everything you've gone through, it's probably important to take things week by week and not jump too far ahead to make sure that you're in the right place at the right time and just focus on that.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess probably life in general, I feel like I live quite in the present time rather than the future or the past. And I feel like that works best for me. I'm quite easygoing in that, so day to day is how I work and how I roll. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Could you give us some lessons on how to do that, Leanne?
Oh, no. Therapy.
Very good point. And in terms of the national side, it really feels like you've bedded in there the last couple of months in a way that you haven't had the opportunity to with injuries and stuff, and building a really good partnership as well with Julianne. What's that experience been like with you getting that bit of consistency and also getting that bit of excitement on the pitch back?
Yeah, for sure. It's been really nice being back in Ireland. I'm really enjoying being back. I love the coaching staff. I think they're really good and really, I don't know, I feel quite settled back in there now, and I feel like that's really important for me to perform well on the pitch. I'm really enjoying working under Ilo. And, of course, Colin and all the staff. And I guess, yeah, it's really nice being back. And I don't know, there's something about when I feel like I get confidence from above, and I feel like then I can play with some confidence, which is really important for me. And I guess for everybody as a footballer. And obviously Jules being back has been brilliant, and it's brought a new life to camp with Rosie. Yeah, it's a pretty cool experience, I guess. It's something very different than what we're used to having a baby in and that. And you know, Jules has been around a long time with Ireland, and she brings a lot of maturity and experience, and I feel like I can learn a lot from her. But also, she's a really great person. And I feel like everything that's going her way right now is really deserved because she's worked pretty hard for it.
Yeah, this is slightly embarrassing to admit, but I was like doing some research before chatting to you, and I read an article in the Irish Times where you talked about Rosie, your cow, I think, that was having a baby like at the start of the year or something. Hope that all went well as well. But I briefly forgot it was about the cow, and I thought of like Rosie, Julianne's baby. I was really confused. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, don't mention that in front of Julianne's.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I think there was, you were talking about going around on a quad bike with your brother and spotting her and being like, I want that one. And I was like, why would the baby be at a field? But then I was like, no, it definitely, whenever you talk about the team and stuff there, it definitely does feel like the coaching staff is a very cohesive unit, that they're like trying to show that they're fronting it up. Whenever there's a break in play and you guys all run over, it's Eileen giving a certain group advice, Colin giving advice, Emma giving advice. You know, everyone has their roles, has their responsibilities, and takes that really seriously.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like any questions or anything that we're unsure of, like, I feel like everybody feels pretty comfortable going up and asking, either if it's within the game or outside of the pitch. And I feel like right now we've got a really good thing going on, and it's just about keeping our head down, I guess, becoming a sponge when we're in there for the 10 days and trying to learn as much as we can about the opposition and obviously how we're going to play and how we're going to take advantage of the game.
Yeah, well, they didn't get a holiday this summer since there was no international tournament. So hopefully you can qualify for Switzerland so I can head over there next year.
Really nice country.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to someone just today about who had just come back, and they were showing me pictures, and I was like, oh, that wouldn't be too bad a place to enjoy a tournament. Leanne, thank you so much for chatting with us. Best of luck with the new season and with everything with Ireland. And yeah, hopefully we'll get over to see you soon to watch you in person, because it's always very enjoyable from an Ireland perspective.
Yes, I'll see you soon, and thanks for chatting.
Yeah, the Koi Gig Pod on Off the Ball is brought to you by Cadbury, official snack partner to the Republic of Ireland women's national team. We will be back very, very soon to our normally scheduled recording, but we have a few nice little surprise interviews coming for you next week as well to keep the excitement going for the season. So do keep an eye on your podcast feeds for that. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so on Twitter, or X is now known, at the Koi Gig Pod. We always love hearing from you, and we shall chat to you all very, very soon.
The Koi Gig Pod on Off the Ball, in association with Cadbury, official snack partner of the Republic of Ireland Women's National Team.